With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
How should you approach your PPR mock draft? Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia. That, of course, is Dan Harris and Kyle Yates, and it's you. And today's episode is the PPR mock draft. That's right. Everybody loves those wide receivers. Everybody loves those running backs that catch the ball out of the backfield. And today, we're going to fight to the death to see how many of them we can get on our team and make sure not only you're listening to the podcast, but don't forget you can watch the draft board unfold for yourself by subscribing to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasypros. And when you do that, boom, just like that, you can watch the draft, see us, see the reactions. Maybe a fruit fly will fly in Yates' face. Anything is possible. Anything could happen at any given moment. And gentlemen, this is that time of year. We're in mock draft season. I know next week we're going to be running a lot of mock drafts on our Discord channel, so people can join that at fantasypros.com/chat. And Dan, you are the reigning champ in terms of running mock drafts. Is there any way any of us can catch you?
No, there is not. I will be direct with you people. I run a mock draft. I try to every single night at roughly 9 p.m. Eastern, but at the very least, I put out what I like to call the bat signal, which is I basically ping everybody who happens to be online in Discord, and then the mock drafts fill in 3 seconds. The best part about it, guys, is we were breaking the multi-user mock draft system. Because
really? I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, we were breaking it because those are not designed. They're private mock drafts. It's for the three of us to do what we are doing now, right? We're like, hey, guys, let's mock together. It'll be amazing. It is not for 17,000 people to try to get into a mock draft all at once. Now, you guys are well aware, and everybody listening should be well aware, that we have the single greatest dev team in the history of mankind. I am not kidding. Not only are they extraordinarily dedicated, but they are outrageously talented. And I raised it, and they were like, okay, yeah, that's not what this is supposed to be. But you know what? That's what it is now, and we will fix it. So it is great. Everybody is doing it. It is constantly going. Just, again, fantasypros.com/chat. If you want to mock with people who are seriously about, get in there, mock draft channel. It's awesome.
And if you want to just get in there with your friends, you can obviously go to fantasypros.com/draftwizard. It's a great way to perform fun, realistic mock drafts against human opponents. And it's now available again at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. That's the multi-user draft software, and that's in our mock draft lobby. And Yates, this is kind of fun, I think, to get back in after a few days of just doing the regular old podcast, having some good player debates. Now it's time to put some of that knowledge to the test.
Absolutely, guys. I am ready for this. My mom and dad came into town, and they took my son for his first, like, just because sleepover. So I got to sleep in until 8:15 this morning, guys. I actually woke up at 6:45, like, just because. It's just when I normally wake up. And I was like, no, I'm going back to sleep. And I did until 8:15. I'm on my second cup of coffee. Let's go. I am ready to mock draft.
I need to go opposite here because we have balanced out the young kid life this morning. You have rocked the house where you had somebody take your child and you got to sleep late. I had waking up screaming, hysterically crying because first day of school. and the bus apparently came 9 minutes earlier than it was supposed to. And my son, Will, who everybody who's listening knows, missed the bus. And my wife has what I will generously call a potty mouth, what I will actually call a dirty trucker's mouth. So it was just like F-bombs nonstop. I woke up, I popped out of bed, be like, what's happening? What's happening? So I'm frazzled already. So if I don't do well in this mock draft, I haven't.
Wow. Already making excuses for losing this mock.
Of course.
Yates, I can't believe. Is that Dan Harris?
For the guy who does like 10 bajillion mock drafts, he's setting up himself for
excuses. I don't like our spots, Joe. That's our problem. We'll talk about that too.
All right? So people have been asking us. They've said we're sick and tired of seeing Dan Harris at the top of the draft board. Can we please get you guys to go lower down? We had a lot of middles. And typically what we do is we just do the randomizer, right? Until, you know, I said, Dan, we can pick our draft slot. That's one of the beautiful things about the multi-user draft software. So we're going to be picking from 10, 11, 12 today. Those are the spots. I am going to be at the 12, Dan Harris at the 11, and the verified one, Kyle Yates, at the 10. So we can kick things off here again. This is full PPR. We're going to have one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, tight end, flex. Did you put the defense in there? You did, right?
Yep. Yeah,
look at that. We're even going to do
sure
a defense.
Did
you put a kicker too? Get out.
I did.
Get out.
I did.
This is
a
sign that Yates is
this goes
well
against
too
everything
rested.
That I believe in and stand for, but the people have been asking for us to do defense and kicker. Thought at least we should probably do one. You know, for the leagues that are still doing defenses and kickers. I have done zero research. I'm just going to be honest. I've done zero research on defense and kickers so far. Dan is in, he only plays in exclusively kicker leagues. So he's going to be the one who needs to carry me and give me some advice here when we get to the last round when I'm taking my kicker. But yeah, I did do the defense and kicker.
All right. Well, the draft is kicked off here. And if you can't get enough defense, I want to remind everybody, the IDP show came out this week. So that's myself and Scott Bogman breaking down defenses, individual defensive players. We did a whole preview of each position, 25 ranks deep there. So if you do like these IDP, like me, who's playing in four of them this year, make sure you go check that out. And we talk about the team defenses a bit as well. The draft has begun. 8 straight running backs off the board. McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Kamara, Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb, Ezekiel Elliott, Devontae Adams. The verified one, the board is yours.
Anyone who listens to the podcast knows that I loathe Dan Harris with a burning passion. So, and I also listen to the Kickoff podcast, which you should definitely listen to. So I know exactly who he wants here in a PPR format. I am going to snipe him here at the 110. Give me Austin Eckler. We know what his role is in this offense. We know that he is going to see over 100 targets, maybe a lot more than that with the 17-game season. It's Austin Eckler here. I am perfectly comfortable with him as a cornerstone of my fantasy football roster this year, especially in a PPR format. So Austin Eckler here at the 110. It's a good pick. A great pick when you consider that it makes Dan Harris now panic.
Dan, the Spite store opened early this morning. You are now on the clock for 111.
I'm very upset right now. Yes, I would take Eckler as high as 6th in a PPR draft. So it's a mock draft. Okay, we can do it. We can have some fun. Okay, I like running backs. Now it's just Joey P. Uh-huh. I have a vague sense of what
easy.
Joey P.
Just
I mean, it's a Joey P. after me. That's the only pick before I pick again. I don't mean that to, oh boy, my time's running out. It's fine. I'm taking Tyreek Hill. I'm just going to mess. I'm just going to mess around. I'm taking
Tyreek Hill. He's panicking.
I'm panicking. You're right. Yates has me on tilt. One pick into this mock draft. In a PPR league, I'm okay to go wide receiver if I have to here. And again, the other running backs, which I'll let Joe make his choice so I don't influence him. I have a feeling I know where he's going to go. So starting with the wide receiver here, especially a guy like Hill, who I know we've talked about, Yates, you have him a little bit of a tier down from Devontae Adams. I have him close, not as close in PPR, but still close enough. I'll take Hill here.
Okay, Dan Harris, where am I going to go? Go ahead.
I'm not going to spoil it for the people.
All right.
Okay.
You want to guess?
One of your picks is going to be Najee.
Well, that is correct. So I will just make that one. You are correct. Najee is definitely going to be one of them. Who's the other one?
I don't actually know the other one, Joe. I don't know how you go from 12 in a PPR format, whether or not you want to go running back, or whether or not you're going to take someone like Diggs or Kelsey. I do not know. I knew Najee. That's it.
All right. Well, it is Najee. I'm going to take Antonio Gibson along with the other one here. I want two running backs. I want to get done because after this, it just gets ugly. It gets very ugly, and we're starting to throw darts, and there's some guys I can live with at RB2 in that late range as a flex, but I don't like a lot of them as substantial RB2s. Give me two fringe RB1s. Let me build my roster that way. I will find wide receiver depth as I go, especially in the full PPR, because once again, you're in a situation where there's more supply and demand of guys that can actually be useful. They don't just have to be the touchdown makers. They can be the guys who just get a nice workload given to them. So let me start with the two RBs. That goes back to you, Dan. You started with Tyreek Hill, your 2-2 pick.
Here's the benefit of having been on this podcast for quite a while and having done many mock drafts, and our listeners and our watchers know me. They know I'm not crazy. They know that if this tanks, like, they either hate me already anyway, so it doesn't really matter what I do, or they're going to give me a pass. I'm going to get a little weird here, and I'm going to start with
like
the
this.
wide receiver sort of draft here in a PPR format, so it's a little more acceptable. I never do this, and I draft from this spot a lot, guys, whatever. I rarely do this, but I want to see what it looks like. Everybody knows I'm not insane. I'm not saying do something crazy, but let's have some fun. So I'm going to start with Tyreek Hill and Stephon Diggs.
The phrase you saying I'm not insane is something an insane person would say.
Yes.
Isn't that what the Joker said, Yates? I'm not crazy.
I feel like that's somewhere in that. I'm not. I feel like that's somewhere in that trilogy.
That's fair.
Sheldon Cooper also said, I'm not crazy. My mother had me tested. So just saying. All right. So clearly Dan is on tilt from not having the one pick. He's just going madness right now. And that puts the verified one on the board. And you took who?
I took Travis Kelce. You were talking at your pick there at the 201, Joe. And I was like, oh, my word. If he takes Travis Kelce, I'm going to be upset. And then we got to Dan's pick, and he had Tyreek Hill already, so I knew that he wasn't going to go Kansas City Chiefs.
By the way, Yates, I considered it there. Would you have avoided Kelce? I mean, there's enough volume there for everybody to have fun, right?
I mean, for sure. To start your draft off, though, with two players from the same team, that is pretty tough, even though they might be the number one players at their position. So, all right, I am now back up at the 310. Joe, do you want to run through the picks while I will.
Real quick here. Let's go Jonathan Taylor after Yates, then Patrick Mahomes, DeAndre Hopkins, Joe Mixon, DK Metcalf, Calvin Ridley, AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, Darren Waller closes out round two. Turning to round three, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, George Kittle, so the big tight ends off the board, J.K. Dobbins. Then we have a wide receiver run with Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, Allen Robinson. Then DeAndre Swift at 307, Julio Jones, 308. Slowly creeping up draft boards again, Josh Allen at 309. And you took my guy, Yates, so now we're all mad at each other. Now it's a draft.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb here at the 310. We're going to see him move outside of the slot. I think that we're going to see Michael Gallup move into the slot here, and they're going to rotate through. But CeeDee Lamb might not be the guy that racks up the overall like reception totals where he's pushing towards the top of the league, but it's going to be a very high yards per reception. He's going to put up, I mean, he might even put up 10-plus touchdowns this year. I think that that is absolutely in the realm of possibilities in a fantastic offense. CeeDee Lamb in a full PPR format to get him here at the 310 as my wide receiver one, because I've got Travis Kelce, and then I've got a cornerstone running back there with Austin Eckler. I'm loving the way this team is shaping up here so far.
I can't disagree with you. We'll see how the running back depth treats you as the draft goes on. Dan Harris, the board is yours at 311.
Yeah, this is where going wide receiver sucks, because Robert Woods is here, and I would be like, oh, give me some Robert Woods right now at this pick. But even I, Dan Harris, who has no fear of anything in the world, has a little bit of fear of starting three wide receivers in this league. So I did take Chris Carson here. Again, Joe has two running backs, so, but we have a flex, of course. I don't know what Joe would do necessarily. So Carson's a guy, again, he's going to factor into the passing game. We saw that last year where he was much more involved there. I love Chris Carson as a running back. He is going to get injured at some point, but for now, not the strongest RB1, obviously, but when you go wide receiver, it's an okay consolation prize. So that's who I will take.
All right. So Yates took one of my guys. I'll take one of his, and I'll take Robert Woods here at good wide pick. Receiver. And I'm very happy with this start of Harris, Gibson, Woods. Now I got to really look at the board here and try to get a beat on where I want to go next. Do I want to spite Dan Harris? I think I do. And honestly, this is 20-30% spiting Dan Harris, but 70% just hating where the drop-off is after this. So I'm going to take the one last guy that I just feel good about, and I'm going to take care, have three running backs now, and then use the draft capital I have later in the draft to continue to draft wide receivers, because once again, I really like where the wide receiver middle tier is right now. I think there's a lot of productivity and a lot of guys that can jump a tier, and I'm going to keep taking shots on those guys. So give me David Montgomery. So I have three running backs, Harris, Gibson, Montgomery, one receiver, Robert Woods. Dan Harris, back to you. Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Chris Carson, where you go next?
That's a great pick, Joe. And I both your picks actually are great. And I would have taken Woods and I would have said, you know, damn the torpedoes with this next pick. And I would have gotten three wide receivers. But you did take a guy who I was considering over Carson, and actually more experts, the percentage of experts who have Montgomery higher than Chris Carson. There are more experts actually who do. So he was the suggested pick in our mock draft simulator. But I did go with Carson because I like him a little more. There's one other running back, Joe, who I have moved way up my board and I am taking, and that is now James Robinson, who, again, I think of a movie which Yates has definitely never heard of, and it's called An Officer and a Gentleman. It's old, but there's a scene where, Richard Gere is basically like, why don't you just quit? And he's like, I got no place else to go. And that's what the Jaguars are looking at right now. Like, regardless of what you wanted to do with Etienne out for this season, they've got nowhere else to go. Okay, Carlos Hyde, fine, take your 100 touches, whatever it's going to be. But it's going to be Robinson here. I like him a lot. PPR, standard, half PPR, totally fine with him as my RB2.
I got to tell you, if you were able to get, I mean, even Carson Robinson's a good start, but Carson Montgomery with those two wide receivers, I think it's great because you spread out that running back risk a little bit and you have those two big wide receivers. I love this kind of start with double tapping either wide receiver at the turn or running back at the turn, to me, is the best way to go. Yates, if you don't take Daryl Henderson here, I think you might have to quit as president of the fan club.
I will take Daryl Henderson. I am still a believer.
I would not have done that.
Were some other guys. I mean, Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders were the other running backs that were available at that point. I was going to take James Robinson if he was there. So I was a little bit on tilt with that last pick. So Daryl Henderson, though, I talked about it with the podcast with Pat Fitzmaurice. Like, people are just completely off of Daryl Henderson. For some reason, people just think he is a terrible running back, which is not the case. He's a fantastic running back. He's going to be in a powerful offense. Sonny Michel, at this point of his career, does not play. He's going to come in and see a backup role, a complimentary role here to Daryl Henderson. So I am not scared off of that. I think Henderson is going to see a ton of target volume too. So I think that plays a role in it. So I took him there in the fourth round.
Let's take a quick break from the draft to tell you about Pristine Auction. You know the place that has all the cool swag for this upcoming football season. You want to impress your friends at the draft when they come over, or just for any NFL Sunday, or maybe you just want a piece of NFL history autographed for you. Well, guess what? Pristine Auction is the place to go for all that. You can sign up today for free at pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. And you get a $5 credit when you use the promo code FANTASYPROS when you sign up. So what are you waiting for? Get some cool free stuff thanks to Pristine Auction. And again, it's not just football. It's baseball, NHL, NBA, and even some other cool stuff too. I get all my cool wrestling stuff from Pristine Auction for my office. So go sign up, get your free dollars on us. That's free $5 when you sign up with the promo code FANTASYPROS. Again, that's pristineauction.com. Now back to the draft. All right, you can go ahead and make your next pick if you need to, because we've already cycled back. That's how fast the wizard is. Nobody beats the draft wizard. Mike Evans after Yates takes Henderson, then Miles Sanders, Lamar Jackson, Amari Cooper, Josh Jacobs, Kyle Pitts, Cooper Kupp, Kyler Murray, Chris Godwin. Then back at five, turning down Adam Thielen, Tyler Lockett, DJ Moore. Boy, what a great value there. I was contemplating him where I was. Brandon Ayuk, Deontay Johnson, another player I was looking at. Mark Andrews, Kenny Golladay, Chase Claypool, Miles Gaskin, and verified one, who do you select?
I grabbed T. Higgins here. I think this is tremendous value for a guy who I've talked about is going to come out of the gates on fire. Jamar Chase, struggling to get his sea legs underneath him. I think it's going to turn around, but we're going to see, I think, both the Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase on the field in preseason game number three here. But T. Higgins is just going to be a steady contributor to my lineup, and he does have upside if this offense can take off. So T. Higgins at the 5-10.
All right, Dan Harris, the world is yours. You got two running backs, two wide receivers. You want to take something else here, fun?
I'm not going to take the highest person on my board because I am confident that I can take him with my next pick. I'm going to take a pick I don't feel great about, and it's Odell Beckham Jr., who, again, here it's fine. I've never been a big, Odell guy. Since essentially he's been with Cleveland for sure, I have the same concerns about him. It's starting to thin out. Yates did take T. Higgins, who was my guy. Mm-hmm. And again, this is not the highest player on my board. I'm almost certainly going to take that player in this next pick. But I'll take Odell, not the strongest wide receiver three. Is a wide receiver three, though, certainly for me. But with my strong first two wide receivers, I am fine with them.
I love this pick because I can't stand Odell Beckham, and it allowed the two guys that I like the most to still make it to me. So good job, Dan. Well done.
You're welcome.
I'm really excited about this for you, but more so for me. I'm going to go ahead and take Robbie Anderson here and back-to-back wide receivers. T. Higgins was my guy too.
Yeah.
So close. Was hoping Yates wouldn't pull the trigger, but he did. And then I will take Jerry Jeudy and continue to stay on brand. Yesterday on the show, Pat Fitzmaurice kind of validated a lot of my feelings about Jerry Jeudy. I did the bold prediction show where I said he finished as a top 20 wide receiver. I think that's still possible for him as my wide receiver 3. I feel very comfortable with him in that role with upside for more. I like Anderson, Woods, Jeudy, along with the 3 running backs I've got. And so far, so good. Dan Harris, it's back to you now for 602.
Yeah, I would have taken T. Higgins, of course, had Yates passed on him. So that is there. I do like Jerry Jeudy. Man, there are some great stats when you look them up about his catchable targets and what Bridgewater's catchable targets are. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun to watch. But I figured, Joe, that you would probably double tap on wide receiver here because, again, you already had 3 running backs. So I did not take the highest player on my board, who is, as you guys probably know, Mike Davis, a guy who, again, I draft pretty much every mock draft because I am all in on the I've got nowhere else to go. That should really be the team name that I'm rolling with right now. And again, he will factor into the passing game. So in PPR especially, more than happy to take him as my running back 3 or as my flex in this one.
Okay, Mike Davis. And you know what? As your 3rd running back or flex running back, I'm all about that. I've got Mike Davis in a couple spots there. To me, that's quintessential. That's perfect. Now, once again, running back board looks a little slippery, to say the least. Verified one, you're up at 6-3. Where are you going?
Well, I was actually debating Mike Davis with my 4th round pick. So as he was tumbling into the 6th, I was like, yes, here we go. And got sniped again. So I am going to go with Kareem Hunt here, whatever.
Where are you going with him?
I'm tired.
tired from what? Sleeping in?
Yes. Kareem Hunt, 6-0-3. I think that he is going to have a role in the passing game. We know that. And so in a full PPR format, he is someone that I want to build the running back depth in these rounds because, again, it gets pretty gross here pretty quickly. So to be able to grab Kareem Hunt, who has a guaranteed role as a pass catcher, but then also comes with incredible upside if something, you know, God forbid, it happens to Nick Chubb, then I've got a lottery ticket on my roster in the mid rounds. So I will go Kareem Hunt here in the 6th round.
Okay, TJ Hockenson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Jamar Chase, Will Fuller, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, back-to-back QBs. Then we have Brandon Cooks at 6'10", Javonte Williams at 6'11". Not happy about that. 6'12", Michael Thomas then on the loop at 7. We have Antonio Brown, Cortland Sutton off the board, tight end Tyler Higbee at 7'3". Then 7'4", Chase Edmonds, Devontae Smith, Deebo Samuel, DJ Chark, LaVisca Chenault, and Tyler Boyd. Back to you, Yates, for 7-10.
I'm going to go with the guy who has a 77% target share throughout the preseason, Corey Davis here. The guy who I think, you know, this offense probably isn't going to put up a ton of points on the board. So Corey Davis, 5-6 receiving touchdowns this year, I think is what we can expect from him. Anything more than that, that's going to be crazy. But we know that he's going to be force-fed targets. So Corey Davis in a full PPR format, to be my wide receiver 3, I feel extremely comfortable with.
All right. Very nice there. Dan Harris, you're up next for 7-11.
7-11. That would have been my pick, although usually it's the 7th round, so this is when I start eyeing the kickers, but I'm gonna wait on it a little bit longer just to kind of not go crazy. There are a few ways I could go. Now, we're in a PPR format. This guy's not a PPR guy, not somebody that you want. But with the trade of Sony Michel, I haven't dramatically moved Harris up my board or anything like that, but I have moved him enough where I'm in the spot where, given the fact that I waited on running back, quote unquote waited here by not getting one in my first 2 rounds, that is a position that I want to strengthen. So I am going to go with him. Again, I don't completely run away from these backs who are not pass catchers in PPR formats. I think you get them at a value because I think people overrate that. So for me, as my 4th running back here, give me a little depth, I'm fine to take that.
All right. Get your guys. We're in that part of the draft now. And I can't emphasize this enough, to get your guys. Don't worry too much about the ADP. ADP is a suggestion. It's a guideline. For me, Trey Sermon is one of my guys. I want him as my 4th running back. This is a great situation for this team because I've got 3 running backs I feel good about. Trey Sermon has upside. If I have an injury, maybe he can become a guy that can take over or, once again, cover the bye weeks at the very least. And then another one of my guys, once again, there's guys higher on this board ADP-wise, If my grade suffers, I don't care. I want Jalen Waddle as my wide receiver 4, and I'm going to go ahead and take him right here. So I've got Anderson, Judy, Waddle, and of course at the one spot, Robert Woods. So feeling pretty good so far. Waiting on quarterback this time at the 12 spot, letting the position come to me. Dan Harris, back-to-back RBs for you last 2 rounds. Where do you go next?
Yeah, I could go another RB here and just go a little crazy, but I'm probably not going to do that. Now, the number one, the wizard and the experts overall are suggesting a quarterback, but I don't, you know, I've been doing that a little bit lately. I go with the Rodgers here. It's not bad value. It's the 8th round. You still have Rodgers, you still have Herbert, still have my guy Hurts. So there's still a lot there. I'm gonna wait on this one. I am probably looking at a wide receiver. The number one highest ranked expert consensus ranking is Jarvis Landry, but obviously I already have Odell Beckham Jr. So I am going to go, I have a couple of my guys here, and I'm going to go down the board a little bit just because there's such a long wait. You got to reach a little bit. And I'm going to go with Michael Gallup. Again, he's a guy who I am targeting for the most part in all of these drafts. I think there is room enough for all 3 wide receivers, big on the Cowboys offense right now. So I'm going to take Gallup as my wide receiver 4.
All right. Gallup is on Dan Harris's team. Now we go to the verified one for 803.
There are 2 guys in this range that I think are just the opposite of sexy picks, but they're going to be contributors for your lineup. And that is Marvin Jones, the wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Melvin Gordon, the running back for the Denver Broncos. We've got the sexy option there with Javonte Williams on this depth chart. I don't think that Javonte Williams is going to be a factor, at least to begin the season. Melvin Gordon sitting here in the beginning of the 8th round to be my RB4. And you look at the running back board later on, and you go Ronald Jones, James Conner. Can you, like, I don't want any of these guys. Mm-hmm. So Melvin Gordon, I want to shore up that running back position here. So I will take him at the 803. And if I don't grab another running back, like, there are some guys in the last round that I'm fine taking a shot on, but if I don't grab another running back throughout this entire rest of the draft, I'm fine with that. I've still got quarterback to fill out, tight end to fill out, and then take some shots on wide receivers. So I want to grab the running back here. I'll go Melvin Gordon.
Why no Michael Carter there, Yates?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, right? So it's with Michael Carter. I think that looking at his potential, I'm a little bit more scared off than I have been in previous weeks here, as to his role to begin the season and how long it's going to take for him to start and to be a factor. And with guys like, you know, I've got Daryl Henderson, there is some concern. What if I'm wrong? What if Sony Michel does play a huge role in this offense? Well, then I've got a little bit of risk there at my RB2 spot. I know that I can plug in Melvin Gordon and he's going to get volume. Kareem Hunt is one of those guys that it has a safe floor, has some upside, but I just want stability on my roster at this point. So the way that I've constructed it.
Let's take a quick break from the draft to tell you about a sponsor, and that's FanDuel. New FanDuel players, your day is about to get 20% better. Fantasy football season is almost here, and we are providing you with a free 6-month subscription to Fantasy Pros once you sign up with FanDuel through FanDuel.com/FP. Upon your sign up, FanDuel is also providing you with 20% deposit match up to $500 on your first-time deposit. And let me tell you, I'm playing on FanDuel all year. I know Dan and Yates are also, and FanDuel is one of my favorite spots to play daily fantasy. The platform is fantastic. The interface is great. It's very user-friendly, and the app is out of this world. So experience season-long wins without the season-long waits. Sign up today with FanDuel and receive a 20% off deposit bonus up to $500 and a free 6-month subscription to Fantasy Pros by heading to FanDuel.com/FP. Again, that's FanDuel.com/FP. Age and location restrictions apply. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires after 30 days. Now, let's get back to the draft. I know you got another pick coming back-to-back, so go ahead and make it, and I'll recap everybody. After Melvin Gordon, Jarvis Landry, Raheem Mostert, Mike Williams, then Aaron Rodgers, Marquise Brown, Logan Thomas, Dan's favorite guy in the world, Justin Herbert, Michael Pittman, Tom Brady, then we turn to 9, Tampa Bay Bucks defense, Rams defense. I like defense, but geez, that seems a little early to me still. Michael Carter, Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette, Zach Moss, Tony Pollard, Mecole Hardman, A.J. Dillon. And then you took a guy that I had in my queue, Yates. Go ahead.
Yeah, I took Darnell Mooney here. There are a couple of guys that, you know, Jalen Waddle I was considering with my last pick, but you took him there. I would have been fine reaching for him there in the 8th round. Michael Pittman Jr. was another guy that I had circled. He didn't make it back to me. So Darnell Mooney was the last guy in that cluster that I really want to get on my roster. And so with Mooney, I think that he's going to have a safe role with Andy Dalton as quarterback, but then the sky is the limit with Justin Fields.
There you go. Sky's the limit. You heard it here first. And I, you know what? This is the second time this week, Yates, where we talked about you know, having feelings about a player and then adjusting them, right? I talked about adjusting my feelings about James Robinson because it's a smart thing to do. And a good analyst does that. And you're adjusting about Michael Carter. I think that's the most important thing you could do, is to continue to adjust depending on what you're starting to see and how things are working out. Dan Harris, the first time you sniped me here, buddy. Congratulations. Who's the pick at 9-11 for you?
I was a little surprised because Yates mentioned Marvin Jones before his last pick. I've got no problem with Mooney. Mooney is – everybody loves – If you sort of really have dove into what's going on this year, you love Darnell Mooney, so no problem with it there. But I love Marvin Jones. I especially like him here as my fifth wide receiver, especially because my fourth wide receiver, a guy I like personally, Michael Gallup, Yates kind of alluded to it earlier. There are some picks where you're just kind of going on what you personally think is going to happen as opposed to what you think, like what you are safe and stuff like that. Gallup is much more of an upside play. Marvin Jones is kind of the boring safe play. If you watch him in this preseason, it is very difficult to not feel confident that he is, that Trevor Lawrence is going to rely on him. He has scored 9 touchdowns in 3 of the last 4 years. The only one he didn't is the one he was injured in. So they're going to be touchdowns, may not be the highest upside in a PPR format, but as my wide receiver 5, I love it.
Draft Wizard just gave me a big thumbs up there because I got a steal at 9-12 with Ryan Tannehill.
I feel like this might be a good time to tell you that the Titans announced that Ryan Tannehill is on the COVID-19 list.
That's okay. We've got time.
I know. Everyone, it was just so funny, the timing of it.
You know, every time something good happens to me, why do you have to do this? Why do you have to do this every single time?
It literally like one round ago came out that Ryan Tannehill was
placed on
the...
Some of us are working here. You know, while you guys are just checking your phones. So I'm taking Tannehill anyway. It's fine. I just want the Draft Wizard to say nice things about me. I'm going to go ahead and take Jacoby Myers too. But look, still, Tannehill for me, still a high on that board. Still a guy for me that, with that offense, what they've got this year, I'm very excited about Julio Jones and that addition to the team. And I'm excited about Jacoby Myers, who it does seem to be, as Tags told us months ago, that's the guy earmarked for that new version of that role that Wes Welker filled and Julian Edelman filled, and before him, Troy Brown and a host of others historically for the Patriots. So if he's the big volume guy, sign me up for that volume. That's what I'm looking for. Dan Harris, you are up next at 10:02.
Blurg. I am going to go now with the person who is suggested to be the most recommended pick by our expert consensus ranking. And that is Curtis Samuel. I admit that I'm concerned he is back, but
it's not where I thought you were going.
Oh, I think I know where you thought I was going. But I am going with Curtis Samuel just because I want a piece of this Washington offense. Like, I'm excited about what we're going to see here in this Washington offense. I get that Curtis Samuel was hurt and he was out. I don't know if he's going to be ready for week 1, but he is now my 6th wide receiver at this point, and there is more upside with that. So there's a lot of depth there. So I feel pretty happy to get him now, as even though I started hard on wide receiver, I've now gone wide receiver 3 straight picks, so I'm going to have to do a little dancing here at the end.
All right. I look forward to that, and this is why you subscribe and click that notifications button on the YouTube channel, because you might get a Dan Harris dance at some point in time. You just never know. Verified one, you are now up at 10:03.
I'm going to stick true to my rankings here. I want the last tier quarterbacks. I have Matthew Stafford over Jalen Hurts, so I will take Matthew Stafford here at the 10:03 to fill out the quarterback spots. Love this value on Stafford. And again, we talk about it all the time, that top 12 quarterback, right? After that, you get into Joe Burrow. Is he going to be fully healthy to start the season? Is he going to come out on fire? Trevor Lawrence, I have concerns. You know what, as far as him being my first quarterback, like, I have concerns there. So get the last of these top tier guys, and Matthew Stafford is one of them.
And of course, Dan Harris knows you and I probably are not taking Jalen Hurts, so that's why he's biding his time and taking more wide receivers. James Conner, Kenyon Drake go after that pick, then Elijah Moore, David Johnson, Noah Fant, Henry Ruggs, then a 10-10 Pittsburgh Steelers defense, Devin Singletary, Jamal Williams, Nyheim Hines, Gus Edwards, Tariq Cohn, Giovanni Bernard, Latavius Murray. This is in round 11. At 11-6, you get another defense with the Baltimore Ravens, 11-7 Mike Gesicki. Then Cole Beasley at 11-8, Washington football team at 9. This is one of the defenses I like as a value here. Verified one, you are now on the clock.
I'm going to make a pick here that is going to tank my grade. I'm just putting that out there right now. So, but this is absolutely the pick that, and I wanted to do this with Matthew Stafford. I am taking Trey Lance here in the back end of the 11th round. Trey Lance is a league winner this year. And if we've talked about it, Joe, if I can get one of these quarterbacks later on with a Matthew Stafford, a Ryan Tannehill, even one of those guys, and then I can double down and have Trey Lance as the QB2 on my roster. Trey Lance, once he starts, he has top 5 upside at the quarterback position. So we don't know exactly when he's going to start. That could be week 1. Dan, I asked you on a recent podcast if he was starting all 17 games. where would you rank him? I think you said QB8 on the year.
I believe so.
I'd be right in that range too. So to get like, this is where you're going to see Trey Lance go in some of your leagues. I wanted to make sure that we got him in, even though it's probably going to tank my grade.
That's okay. Look, it's about getting your guys. That's what we're trying to do here. Dan Harris, you are up next at 11-11.
I'm very pleased at the way this played out. For me personally, I agree. I knew Yates was the only one who had not yet drafted a quarterback. There was still Matthew Stafford and, of course, Jalen Hurts on the board. So that is really what I was hoping for, just one of those guys. And Jalen Hurts did fall back to me. But again, I know Joe is the only one who picks in between my next one. He has already taken Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he's going to take Hurts as backup. If he did, more power to him. So instead, I'm going to fill my tight end spot. And there are two guys here who kind of remain. I'm not as on the Jonnu Smith train as you guys. I'm going to take Robert Tonyan. And I get that it's a PPR league, so his value is a little down because it's not as if he piles up the receptions necessarily. It's much more about touchdowns with him. But at this point, again, they were recommending Dallas Goedert. I have Goedert behind Tonyan now, so I will take Tonyan here as my tight end.
All right. Well, that makes my decision much easier because I was actually looking at Robert Tonyan. So instead, I'll take Jonnu Smith here and take care of my business. And I get a value pick, another thumbs up. The Draft Wizard loving me today. This is nice. Number 119 overall. I drafted him at 132. I will take it. Let's go. And, you know, looking at the board right now, I do see one defense that I think is going to be very good. They added Matthew Judon this offseason along with Uche. I think that's a much better pass rush. To me, there is a clear drop off here after defense. So I'm going to go ahead and actually take the Patriots defense here. And I don't care if there's a 95% chance, Draft Wizard, that it would have made it back to me. I want to get this defense. Also got a late bye, which I also like. And I could just roll with that for quite some time. And I think that D, with all those returning guys from COVID last year, is already going to make a big difference. They've already looked very sharp in the preseason. Dan Harris, you are now on the clock, my friend.
Still on tilt a little bit that no kickers have gone. I'm going to recover. I personally, Yates, I don't know about you. I don't think I've ever taken the defense before the second to last round. I just refuse, whatever it is, no matter what. Totally fine. I get New England. I do like their defense.
Typically,
right now, for sure.
I don't either, but after working so much IDP and doing so much work on the defenses this year in the Black Book and also here at Fantasy Pros, I got to tell you, man, like, I think there's a tier drop off there, especially depending on the scoring of your defense, too. If you're looking for turnovers, if you're looking for things like that, this is a defense that creates them. And I think some of these other defenses are more based on how good the offense is, like Kansas City, for instance.
If you're, I want to ask you both a philosophy question. I'll make my pick. If you are drafting this weekend, right? We're recording this on the 26th. If you're drafting this weekend and you still got 2 weeks before the start of the regular season, are you drafting a defense and kicker? Like in these leagues, are you, or are you taking some lottery picks, lottery shots with your last two picks? And then you'll just pick up and stream the defense and kicking position, you know, right before the start of the regular season.
It depends on the, some draft software doesn't allow you to do that. Like you have to make sure you fill your roster spots. So most of the time that seems to be the case. Dan, do you have anything to add there?
Yeah, if I am able to do that, if, you know, as Joe said, there are some things that you have to fill out your full roster, and I'll do it here just because whatever, that's what we're doing anyway. But no, absolutely. Yates, I am not drafting a kicker. Why draft a kicker? Why draft? Again, part of projecting kickers, and that's what I joke about, and I will toot my own horn, one of the more accurate season-long rankers of defenses and kickers, the real spots that matter in fantasy. But it's more of a week-to-week thing. That's where I think you can really gain an edge with that. So I'm more than happy to not draft one if I can avoid it for now.
Let's take a quick break from the draft to tell you about League Tycoon. If you want to try something new this season, you've heard us talk about LeagueTycoon.com before and setting up your contract-style dynasty leagues. Well, LeagueTycoon.com has just released a brand new league format, Gambit Leagues. Gambit Leagues are played mostly like traditional redraft leagues, but with one big difference: coaches. There are 16 unique coaches that each have a perk for different strategies. In the first round of your snake draft, all teams draft their coach for the season. You might draft the spread offense coach to increase points for your receivers, or maybe you go with the coach that has a smash mouth perk for running back centered strategy. Then you draft your team like any other draft. What's cool is that you don't need to get a whole league together to play. LeagueTycoon.com has quick join leagues where you can join a league instantly. These quick join leagues are ranked and matched you against other players of similar skills, so you start off ranked as a rookie, and based on your performance this season, you can improve all the way up the ladder to MVP and Hall of Fame status. And here's the best part. Your first quick join league is completely free, so there's no reason not to hop on and join a league today. Head over to LeagueTycoon.com to get started. It's going to be a lot of fun, again, but the fun starts at LeagueTycoon.com. Now, back to the draft. Harris took Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert, then went to Yates. Yates, you can talk about both your picks at the same time. I'm just going to fly through these real quick. J.D. McKissick, Devontae Parker, Buffalo Bills D, Russell Gage, Phillip Lindsay, T.Y. Hilton, Shepard, Jalen Reagor, Gabriel Davis, and then turns around to Amon-Ra St. Brown, James White, Gronk, Alexander Mattison, Irv Smith, Marquez Callaway, Sony Michel, Evan Engram, and Nelson Aguilar. And Yates is back to you for 13-10.
Yeah, so in the 12th round, I took Dallas Goedert. And I've been vocal about, you know, just Dallas Goedert. I don't think that he's worth going as the tight end 7, tight end 8 off the board. And that the perception that people have of that is that I hate Dallas Goedert. No, I don't hate Dallas Goedert. I hate where he's going in drafts. But here at this point where he was, I don't even know what tight end he was off the board. I mean, he was there in the 12th round. Then that is a point where I'm willing to take him, especially because my other targets at the tight end position were gone. So Dallas Goedert there as a streaming tight end. If it doesn't work out, if Zach Ertz is more of a factor, then I can just drop Dallas Goedert to the waiver wire because I got him in the 12th round. In the 13th round here, I grabbed Bryan Edwards. I want some of these dart throws here, these guys that have some positive buzz. Marquez Callaway was going to be a target of mine in this round, but he went at the 13.06. So Bryan Edwards here, positive buzz coming out of Raiders camp. Love the talent. Take him here in the end of the 13th round.
All right, Dan Harris, 13-11, you're on the clock.
Come on, expert Dan. Consensus recommend. I thought you were going to take this guy, Yates. That's where I was about to yell at you. Consensus recommends I draft Rashad Penny. Our expert consensus is brilliant. I will take Rashad Penny. Again, this is a guy, Yates, both you and I have kind of advocated for this to at the end of your drafts. I mean, you want the insurance policy running back. Like, this is a guy who's got everything kind of going for him. He's in a good offense. He is playing for a contract because his fifth year option was declined. He is over the thigh injury purportedly that he was, trying to get over. So for me, especially since I have ignored running back for 5 rounds straight as a late round guy, I love it. I love this pick.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and take Rondale Moore next at 13-12.
Joey.
This was again, one of the defenses I knew were going to go because I could see where the bot was working. And I wanted to make sure I got the one I liked, and I had a pretty good idea that either Callaway or Rondale Moore would make it. I got one of them. I will take it. And this is more of a draft and wait and see. I'm going to take Kenneth Gainwell here too, get some more running back depth, and hopefully, once again, in a PPR format, I like Gainwell a little bit more. It might be slow. It might take mid-October, even early November, but I do think eventually you're going to see Gainwell carve out a role in a niche, and an injury to Miles Sanders could only exasperate that and make that happen sooner. So give me Rondale Moore, the upside there, as my, I think, 5th or 6th wide receiver. Where am I at now? So many wide receivers. Kenneth Gainwell is another depth running back. So Dan Harris, that puts you back on the clock.
That's a really good pick, as I said, and I know that had I made it, Yates would have thought it was terrible. Had Pat Fitzmaurice made it, he would have said it was the greatest one ever. I listened
to... Well, we got to listen to Pat. All of us should listen to Pat.
But it's very funny, because Pat was talking about him yesterday, and you hear Yates being like, yeah, this is all great on the podcast yesterday. I listened to it. I talk about him. He's like, here are 17 reasons
back
why
on
that's
Pat.
Terrible.
What are you talking about? I pushed back on Pat. Yes,
all right, anyway, I am... it's a little slim pickings here. I'm going to go with Tre'Quan Smith. I get that Callaway is the guy, but again, Smith has been battling an injury. Smith, in his career, when he has gotten the targets, he has performed. So I know that everybody's like, Callaway. But first of all, you still need another wide receiver in that offense. When you're talking about right. This late, it was him for me, or and my personal favorite, as everyone knows, Emmanuel Sanders. So it was kind of a coin flip there. I will take Smith. It's most of a dart throw. It's my 90th wide receiver that I've drafted. It's better than a defense, in my opinion. So that's where I'm going there. Tre'Quan Smith.
All right, there you have it. It's funny, Dan, you make the comments about that, but a couple years ago, there were two defenses that were basically winning people weeks. One
you
of them was
right.
The Patriots.
You
and
are right.
Literally winning people leagues, which is something we haven't seen. But if you can get one of those defenses that moves the needle, especially one later, then all of a sudden that does put you in an interesting conversation. And it helps you save fab because you're not streaming defenses every week and worrying about that and wasting fab on it. Believe me, most of the time I am picking defense late, but the way this bot is going, it's something to always be aware of how the board is moving, and you got to kind of react to the board. After Tre'Quan Smith goes verified one, you made your selection. Let's get your take on Darrell Williams, and then I'll fly through the rest.
Yeah, it's a lottery ticket. Darrell Williams here at this point, Dan and I have talked about him, where this is a guy that I want to take in the last round of my drafts, because if something were to happen to CEH, then my word, we have the starting running back in the best offense in the league with Darrell Williams. So they're in the 14th round to be my RB5. It's worth holding on to at the bottom of my roster. I am now going to make my defense pick, and I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers. This defensive line is insane. We saw that in their preseason game, and guess who they get to play in week 1? the Detroit Lions and Jared Goff. So 8 sacks incoming, 3 interceptions, league-winning upside, San Francisco 49ers.
It's a very nice line there. All right, I'm going to fly through these. Hunter Henry, Tevin Coleman, Damian Williams, Malcolm Brown, Joe Burrow, Matt Ryan, Marlon Mack, A.J. Green, Carlos Hyde, then Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson. The quarterback lottery begins week 15, on round 15. Justin Tucker, there's your kicker. There you go, Dan Harris. Harrison Butker after Austin Hooper. At 1506, then Zach Ertz, 1507, Koo at 1508, Xavier Jones at 1509, and San Francisco 49ers at 1510 to Yates. Dan Harris, you are up for 1511.
I'm just going to take my kicker before my defense just because Joey P has already taken his defense, so it doesn't really matter. I'm going to take Greg Zuerlein. I would like to talk for the next 5 minutes about how I feel about Greg Zuerlein, if that's okay.
I would love to hear this.
I'm going to head out.
He is a kicker who is now off the pup list and is ready to kick for the Cowboys. So I am. I have
way more analysis already than I could bring.
That's my pick. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, it's great. I'm enjoying this. Here's my lottery pick. It's Rashad Bateman. I can wait. Let's have the guy get healthy. Let's figure it out and see what goes from there. And then I'm going to take another wide receiver, too, in Terrace Marshall. Some more youth. Let's see if he can continue to do well in this offense here. And actually, I don't have a kicker here, so yeah. I'm going to figure this out because I have an IR spot in my mind, and this is going to let me do it, which means Rashad Bateman is going to go to that IR spot, hopefully to start the season. I think that's where we're going, and then I could take my kicker after. So how you like them apples?
It's a little bit cheating. I thought we were all
going to play by the honor. It's a lot of cheating.
The honor rule and draft the positions that are out there. I'm taking the Colts defense because I just don't care, and I'll probably just be streaming defenses all year. They are fine. But I at this point, I would take an upside shot, but I will take the Colts defense. It's fine. Official analysis. There you go. Go ahead, Yates.
Go ahead, Yates. You're up.
I'm taking Jason Sanders because I don't know.
Can I hear some detailed thoughts on this one,
no.
please? That's what I'd like
well,
to.
I knew. I have no kicker, so you know I'm going to lose this draft grade. Like, you know I'm going to lose it because I'm not playing one. But
how could Yates you draft no kicker?
Yates made a great point, which is if you have an IR spot, why wouldn't you just go ahead and take a talent like Bateman, who very well could start the year on injured reserve, right? And then you put him on IR and you pick up a kicker with a buck after the draft. There you go. I did it for you. And I tank the draft just to remind everybody of that kind of strategy. And I got a C-. So no surprise there. 71 out of 100, of course. I'm sure the Joe Pizzapia bot liked it, but who cares? Let's go to you over there. Let's see. Yates, how'd your grade work out?
I got an 86 out of 100. So I think, again, I talked about with the Trey Lance pick there, I took him over like 10 other quarterbacks that were on the board. So, but when you look at the way that this team played out with having Trey Lance, that lottery pick, again, that league winning upside, especially I've talked about his schedule from weeks 11 on. It is just insane. And I project him to be the starter by that point. So yeah, Trey Lance there definitely is not, because he's so low in ECR. It's not a guy that is going to project well as far as the grade. But I think that this team, I love the way that it played out.
Dan Harris, how about for you? We'll recap the rosters in a second. But how does your grade work out for you?
If you're watching on our YouTube channel, because I am a technology master, I have figured out how to show you what our standings are, all the cool things. I clicked a button. It was difficult. I almost clicked the wrong button, but I got the right one. I got an A, 95 out of 100, the top person in the league. And look, I get it. Sometimes people are like, well, I feel really good about my draft and I didn't get a good grade, or I don't know. I felt very good about this draft throughout the entire thing, Joe. I'm sure we'll go through it.
Yeah.
I felt great about it. Now, Joe, one thing we can do after we go through our thing is, now that people on YouTube, you should really go through all the cool advancements that they've made for the draft wizard and all the cool things you see when you get your grade. I can walk through them in a bit, but in the meantime, go ahead. We can recap whatever you want to do first.
Well, sure. I mean, we'll just fly through the teams and then we'll call it a day here and you could show everybody all the cool bells and whistles. But,
sure,
you know, the thumbs up, thumbs down from the other experts is something everybody loves. They love to dig in and see, you know, how they stack up. And of course, the Joe Pizzapia bot, A+, 97 out of 100. Of course, I love my own draft. In the words of Terrell Owens, I love me some me. And Jamie Eisenberg also gave it an A. So 93 out of 100 for him. And Jamie, I think, is one of the best in the business. So very that is true. Nice to have. Guys, did you have any experts that loved your draft or hated it? That would be fun. One of us hated one of each other's drafts. I don't see you guys on mine here. Thumbs down.
Yates, go ahead.
Mike Wright absolutely despises my draft.
Yeah, he gave me an F2. He hates
gave me a
so.
66 out of 100, so I gotta shoot Mike a DM.
66?
Over here.
Wow, that's,
know, man.
That's generous. I got 58, so there you go.
I'll shoot him a DM. He's also listed as somebody who does not like my draft either, although, of course, not liking my draft is a B-.
Well, he also takes kicker super early, and I didn't take a kicker, so that's probably why. All right, let's fly through the teams really quick here as we look at the draft board. I'll start with mine real quick, and then we'll go around to the other guys, and we'll call it a day here and get you all on your way. Ryan Tannehill is the QB. Two running backs, Antonio Gibson, Najee Harris. My wide receiving core is Robert Woods, Jerry Jeudy, Robbie Anderson. Jonnu Smith's a tight end. David Montgomery is the flex. No kicker. New England Patriots defense. Then the benches, Trey Sermon, Jalen Waddle, Jacoby Myers, Rashad Bateman, Rondell Moore. This is not a dynasty league. Terrace Marshall, Kenneth Gainwell, or is it? I don't care, man. It's a young man's game. Give me the young dudes balling out. So I would absolutely 100% go to war with this. And Dan is right. I cheated. Dan Harris, take us through your team real quick, top to bottom.
Yeah, I really like it. And I gambled a little bit, and I was able to get a quarterback that I liked and a tight end that I liked by waiting. So my quarterback is Jalen Hurts. My two starting running backs are Chris Carson and James Robinson. My three wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, and Odell Beckham Jr. My tight end is Robert Tonyan. And my flex is Mike Davis. Kicker and defense do not matter. My bench is Damien Harris, Curtis Samuel, Michael Gallup, Marvin Jones, Rashad Penny, and Tre'Quan Smith. I really do like this team very much. Like, whether it's an A or not, I would be very happy to roll out of a PPR draft with this team.
All right. And Yates, take us through your squad, the verified one.
I've got Matthew Stafford at quarterback, Austin Eckler and Darrell Henderson as my starting running backs there, CD Lamb, T. Higgins, and Corey Davis as my wide receivers, Travis Kelce at tight end. Love that. Kareem Hunt at the flex spot, then San Francisco 49ers defense, Jason Sanders, kicker, Melvin Gordon, Dallas Goedert. Then I've got Darnell Mooney. I drafted two tight ends, guys. I completely forgot that I had Travis Kelce earlier.
Oh my gosh.
On.
I did too when you took that.
I completely forgot that I had Travis Kelce.
I thought it was a strategy, bro. I got to know what you were doing.
And not only that, you drafted two tight ends when you have like the one tight end.
I have the
this will be the one year in this fake mock draft we're not going to play out that Kelce gets hurt. And then have Goddard to save your bacon. So be rejoiceful.
You guys know that we do this professionally, right? Like this, people come to us to look for our advice. And you've got dude taking Dallas Goedert when it... Yates, are you embarrassed? That's my only question.
I've made a huge mistake. Darnell Mooney, Trey Lance at quarterback, Darrell Williams, and Brian Edwards to round out the draft.
Terrible.
Experts. Okay. Mock drafting right here. This is what we do. But look, man, this is supposed to be fun. And hopefully, you know, you got an idea of some of the values here later in the picks. That's what's important here. Not our grades, but the knowledge we're trying to put out there for everybody. And once again, you can go ahead and get your mock draft on using the Draft Wizard. Go to fantasypros.com/draftwizard and use that multi-user draft software. It's fun. It's realistic. It's the way to go. Start a mock draft lobby and make it a private one and send it out to your friends. And while you're at it, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel yet again at youtube.com/fantasypros. Make sure you click that little notifications button as well, because we got more than just the podcast on there. We've got a lot of other videos, a lot of fun content, and you don't want to miss a second of it. And we'll see when we come back in the next week's mock draft how many tight ends Kyle Yates can draft then. Yes, Dan Harris.
I want to walk everybody through the cool stuff on our YouTube channel.
Oh, walk away. Walk away.
Okay, so if you are on our YouTube channel and watching this, youtube.com/fantasypros. So this is what it looks like. You get the summary here. You see the projected standings. I am first. Yates is fifth. Joe is last in our stuff. But you also get some draft insights that you can see. Top players. I drafted two players ranked in the top three at their position. Tyreek Hill and Stephon Diggs. What if, this is actually one of my favorite ones because it makes me realize whenever I go for like that Aaron Rodgers quarterback, that's probably a mistake. What if you drafted Amari Cooper at 4.2 and drafted a running back later? My score actually would have been 40 points higher, which I realized because I didn't realize I would get Mike Davis in the next round. I've got a lot of bye week problems. I've got Rashad Penny, number three running back in our consensus sleeper rankings. It gets steals and everything like that. As they mentioned, you can go to different experts. You can pick your experts up here and just say, what would this expert have graded me on? There are two experts I want to point out who really loved my draft. Dan Harris gave me a 96 out of 100. And this makes me question it, but Kyle Yates, 96 out of 100. Thank you, Yates,
I love
for loving
draft.
My draft.
That's a really good draft.
Kate Majuk and
it
Mike
pains
Wright,
me to
not,
say that, but
Kate Majuk and Mike Wright, not as big a fans. That's fine. You can look at steals and reaches. You can look at pick analysis over who they think you should have picked at different rounds. You can look at team strengths, and then you can look at the draft boards. The Draft Wizard has always been amazing. They made such improvements to it this year. It's on a completely different level. Do a mock draft. Play around with it. You will become a better mock drafter, as we can see, because I destroyed these two guys right here because I do a mock draft every single night in Discord. I am done now, Joe. I've successfully, I think, showed everybody.
We get it, Dan. You finished first. I finished last.
True.
That's why he wanted to show everybody the insights. just so he wasn't making it up.
Coincidence. That's it.
All right. I also want to thank all the sponsors of today's show, Pristine Auction. Again, go to pristineauction.com, sign up with the promo code FANTASYPROS, all one word, and get a $5 credit. That's Pristine Auction.com. Try something new. LeagueTycoon.com. Try the Gambit Leagues with the coaching strategies. You get one free on us, so make sure you go over to LeagueTycoon.com to get started today and play fantasy in a new, exciting way. And speaking of exciting, don't forget about Fantasy Pros. Right now, you can make a deposit, get a 20% off deposit match up to $500, plus a 6-month free subscription to Fantasy Pros when you sign up at FanDuel. Again, that's FanDuel.com/FP, FanDuel.com/FP to get your daily fantasy on and your 6-month subscription to Fantasy Pros when you sign up. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Dan Harris and Kyle Yates, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.